From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A top U.S. intelligence official says that President Trump has given him no specific instructions to combat Russian meddling in the 2018 congressional elections that mirrors Moscow's interference in a 2016 presidential contest aimed at helping Mr. Trump win. Admiral Mike Rogers, director of both the U.S. Cyber Command and the National Security Agency, made the statement to a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing. Hours later, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders would not discuss what authority Rogers was referencing. She also was asked by reporters if Rogers' authority to combat interference has been limited.
Nobody is denying him the authority. We're looking at a number of different ways that we can put pressure. Look, this president, as I told you last week, has been much tougher on Russia than his predecessor. Let's not forget that this happened under Obama. It didn't happen under President Trump. If you want to blame somebody on past problems, then you need to look at the Obama administration. The president is looking at all of the different causes and all of the different ways that we can prevent it. And as we find different ways that we can do that, we're implementing them.
And she added that the president, again, has been looking at different ways to prevent Russian meddling. White House Communications Director Hope Hicks, one of President Donald Trump's longest-running aides, appeared Tuesday before a congressional panel probing his campaign links to Russia. The House Intelligence Committee has been meeting behind closed doors with Hicks, who first worked for the Trump family as a public relations spokeswoman for Trump's daughter Ivanka. The congressional panel has sparred in recent weeks with former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Mr. Trump won the election. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports of continued fighting in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta area of Syria, which was due to be under the first daily humanitarian pause put in place by Russia to allow civilians to escape the fighting. Russia and Syria blamed opposition fighters for shelling that they said hit an evacuation route, as well as areas in Damascus, which rebels then denied. And as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, this is preventing the delivery of urgently needed humanitarian aid to nearly 400,000 people.
Last year, the World Health Organization prepared a plan for the medical evacuation of hundreds of wounded and seriously ill people from eastern Ghouta to Damascus, where they could receive badly needed treatment. With one exception, Syrian authorities have repeatedly prevented these evacuations from going ahead. In late December, 29 people were evacuated by the Syrian Arab Red Crescent. The WHO says a few weeks ago it compiled a list of more than 1,000 patients who should be evacuated. Laerke says it is a question of life and death. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The White House announced Tuesday that the U.S. is cutting aid to Cambodia because of recent setbacks to democracy in the Southeast Asian country. The statement said the setbacks caused the administration of President Donald Trump deep concern and prompted a review of U.S. aid, resulting in reductions in military and civilian aid. The White House said the U.S. would continue to support health, agricultural, mine clearance, and other programs in support of the Cambodian people. The reduction in U.S. aid comes after Human Rights Watch reported in January the Cambodian government's broad political crackdown last year effectively extinguished the country's emerging democracy. Jared Kushner, U.S. President Trump's son-in-law, has had his security clearance downgraded in an effort to limit his access to sensitive information. Kushner is one of Mr. Trump's top advisors. A named White House official said the downgrade means Kushner no longer will have access to the presidential daily briefing, which is the most valued U.S. intelligence report. The president has the ability to grant Kushner a permanent clearance, but Mr. Trump said Friday he was leaving that decision to his chief of staff, retired Marine General John Kelly. U.S. lawmakers continue to be at odds over how to deal with shootings at U.S. schools. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters Tuesday a gap in the nation's background check system for gun buyers must be filled for what is called the implementation of sweeping mental health reform. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.